Thank you, Corey.
Yep.
Good morning. I am Rob. I am the creator of Chocolaty and also a senior software engineer at Puppet Labs, working on the Windows team, making Windows awesome. So today we're going to talk about Chocolaty, not chocolate. So anybody just show up just because they thought there'd be free chocolate? Sorry. It's also a Windows tool, so if you're looking for to work on Linux, wait a couple years. Actually, it does now, but it's still mostly based towards Windows-type utilities. So is there anybody in here that actually does not know what Chocolaty is? All right, right on. Okay, that's cool. It is Binary Package Manager for Windows. It uses NuGet, and I'll explain what that is in a few minutes, as a packaging framework, and then PowerShell for the automation parts of it. There's two different tools that most people use. It's unique in the way that it allows folks to actually describe in the executable instructions where to go get software from the official distribution point. That way it doesn't have any issues with legalities and distribution rights. It also allows for non-centralized and private repositories. It's been around for about 4 years now. We have a community repository out at chocolaty.org. It's also the same place you would go to install or bootstrap Chocolaty. We turned on moderation about this time last year. And that's been pretty big for our users. We've had a couple people download since then. I show you this as an organization. I would caution you to be really careful on actually using the community repository as is, mostly because you're giving up trust and control to community members and the larger internet. So when these things go away, or if there's an issue with downloads, then you have to be, you're depending on that. Instead, we recommend that people host their own internal server and put packages there instead. How many people have heard Windows 10 has a built-in package manager? Right on. Anybody know what it's called? OneGet. Okay, free sticker. Everybody else can have a free sticker too. It does have a built-in package manager, sort of. So it is called PowerShell Package Management now, also known as OneGet. It's actually not a package manager. Is in fact a package manager aggregator, which means that it can work with different package managers. And there's a couple of providers that are actually included, and that's probably where the confusion lies. One of those is the PowerShell provider, which goes out and will download PowerShell modules for you. Chocolaty will have a provider for OneGet. There was one, and it's in CTP from April of 2014. I would not recommend using it. It's built on Chocolaty, but like 2 years ago. So that technology has progressed quite a bit since then. All right, so if we can think for a minute about building onto an existing Windows ecosystem. If you're going to introduce a package manager to Windows, what should it look like? So this is not unique to Windows, but there are thousands of installers and different ways to get things out on the internet. The part that gets weird about Windows is you have Windows Installer Format, or MSI, you have Nullsoft's NSIS, you have NO Setup, you have Install Shield, you might find WISE if you look hard enough. There's a lot of different ways to get packages for Windows. And so when people think about how could I unify the packaging ecosystem, they start to think maybe that's not such a good idea. And then you find people that just kind of, maybe not. So there's been a lot of failed package managers that try to say, you know what, we're going to create this standard, and this is how all you software vendors are going to create your packages, and you're going to put them out there, and people are going to use them. And this is before these things are proven. And so software vendors are like, I am not going to do that. In fact, I don't think that I will. And so trying to work with the ecosystem that's already existing and taking that chaos and controlling that chaos. that's really where Chocolaty was unique. Take this very complex system, put something very simple in front of it, makes it appear like it's a very simple process, when in fact it's not. I like to say that's keep it simple, sweetheart. But I'll let you fill in the blank. So as software developers, as software engineers, we have a tendency to take things that are very simple and make them very complicated, right? A lot of that is because, you know, there's something really shiny and we want to use it. And so we get the new shiny. And package management isn't really sexy. It's not sexy at all. And a lot of developers would get in and they would try to make it something sexier than it is. And so we don't set out to bring about this over-engineering and this complexity, but if you're not actively fighting against it, you're going to end up there. One of my favorite quotes is, simple ain't easy. It actually takes a lot of work to make things simple because you have, you know, software is inherently hard. And so you have a lot of like complexity already, and so just making it as simple as possible for your users is really where software either succeeds or fails. And somewhere along there, you want to build a community because eventually you want your software vendors to be creating packages. And so you really want to be friendly to the folks that are coming out as new users and new maintainers, because someday they may be tomorrow's committers, they may be tomorrow's coworkers, you never know. And then document. I can never stress that enough. The worst thing in the world to do as an engineer is document. And the best thing for everybody else is that you've documented. So, also, trying to make the user interface as simple as possible. When it comes to packages, that's both the maintenance and the actual consumer. So the creation and the consumer, both sides of that need to be simple. So the NuGet packaging framework. I imagine that some of you probably don't even know what NuGet is, right? It is a package manager for Microsoft development. Basically, that's software libraries packaged up. And I was on the team that was working on the fourth reboot of this thing called Nubular, which was gems for .NET. And this was way back in 2010, and we were trying to make that whole process better. Building it based on the way Ruby Gems architecture was. And Microsoft, the folks were working on something called Impact. And they were like, hey, come over here, check out what we got. And we joined them, and out of that came NuGet. If you're looking at Microsoft now, and you're seeing like they're open sourcing like everything, and you can kind of see a clear lineage from where they're at now to about 6 or 7 years ago and where they were at with Wix, with Orchard, and with NuGet. And so they're finding that model is actually really attractive, and so they're trying not to be as evil or not be evil at all. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. Using NuGet as a framework, it has packaging concepts. This is the specification file. Yes, it's XML, but on Windows, XML is still probably one of the better formats, so it is maybe one of the worst formats, but better than all the rest. It has the idea of being decentralized, so if you wanted to start hosting packages, you could do it as simply as taking those packages and dropping them into a directory and pointing at that. To as advanced as setting up an OData feed that knows how to talk to Chocolaty or NuGet, and then serving packages over the internet. Now, what it doesn't have is really like machine package management type stuff. So like there is no virtuals, there isn't really the concept of this package would replace that package or this package conflicts with that package. And the architecture isn't specific to machines where you have 32-bit and 64-bit machines. It's more specific to, is it .NET 4.5 or .NET 4.0? And then traceability. Traceability really isn't there, so it's hard to tell, like, this package got built, who built it? So there's kind of a circle of trust the web trust. So Chocolaty started in 2011 as a thought experiment. And what I was looking for at that time is I tended to do a lot of mentoring with other developers and pairing, and we would sit down and I'd be like, so do you have this, this, and this? And you're going to need those things. Let's go get those things. And so it was just this nice perpetual yak shave every time you sat down of trying to get these developers up to speed. And so I had experience with silent installers. And I was looking to say, how can I take, because I was on the NuGet team, how can I take that, those concepts and start making that more global? And so in March of 2011, I was with a couple of the other NuGet guys, and we were kind of making a joke. And we said, if NuGet was ever a machine package manager, we'd call it Chocolaty NuGet, because it wouldn't be vanilla packages. And it was kind of a laugh, and then I got mad one day and I decided to make it. So that's how the name came about. So all of the packages went up to NuGet.org for a little while as this experiment started, a prototype. And then in September of 2011, forked the NuGet gallery and created the Chocolaty gallery, and that went up, and that's been up for 4 years now. I don't know what the uptime is, 99 point something, something, something. It's been pretty good. And then following along with part of the way NuGet does packaging, trying to keep that simple, keeping the other parts of it simple as well. So I was creating packages, because at the time, these were packages really for me. And so I was thinking, okay, I'm doing the same thing over and over every time I want to use something that's like an installer. And so how can I start to like make that into a function and make it very simple for people so that they don't have to like continually repeat these 30 lines, and when that thing gets improved, it gets improved for everybody automatically. And so out of that was born utility functions and helpers. And so that's where Chocolaty kind of started to take off. My focus, of course, trying to keep that design very simple, because like I said, it's not a simple area to be in. The experiment was built in PowerShell. And this is thinking PowerShell 2 quite a while ago. And we treated it a little differently than it probably should have been treated. PowerShell is first a shell. It's second a scripting language. And in PowerShell 5, finally, it started to have more of the programming language constructs in it. But at the time, we were using it not as a utility, not as a set of functions that you could use, but really as an application. And so we were paying a penalty cost. Every time you started up Chocolaty and you ran a command, it would have to start up PowerShell. And so we were paying that performance penalty every time. And for a lot of what we were doing, we never really even needed to start PowerShell at all. In fact, in the future, we're going to have the option for other package install providers like Script.cs, if anybody's familiar with that. So somewhere after that came along the community. And I'd like to say it was probably the documentation was just good enough. But who knows? It was probably somewhat a lot of sheer luck. It could be that that just made sense and to a lot of people, the way the packaging format and the way the whole ecosystem was designed. I don't know. One of the other things we did is we knew we weren't going to have software vendors in the beginning, because software vendors aren't really interested until you've built up an ecosystem. That's when the software vendors come. They're part of that late majority. And so the people maintaining the packages aren't necessarily the people creating the software. And so we needed a way to say, now they put out a new version of that, and we need to react very quickly. And that's where automatic packages came out of. And so there's a tool out there called Chocolaty Package Updater that will use Kettering to reach out and check when newer versions of these particular packages are available. And when they are, it updates it on Chocolaty.org, pushes it up for moderation so that folks can then take advantage of that. And this is Datagram or DTGM. He has probably the most packages that are out there. He's really taken advantage of automatic packages. And we have some other folks that have as well. And you can see that he does have quite a few packages in queue right now. And so one of the things that we're also working on is doing more automation around our moderation. So Microsoft got involved in 2014, went up and I met with them, and they validated the idea. And they showed me OneGet that they were working on. And the idea behind OneGet is that it's that thing that's there on Windows that when you call for a command, so if I wanted to install package as a chocolatey, whatever the name of the chocolatey package is, like Notepad++, and then I would say minus provider and chocolatey, if chocolatey provider wasn't already installed, it would bootstrap it right then, and then it would run the command. So it would appear very much as if it was built in. And at the time, I was also starting to think about, okay, this thing's been around for 3 years. It's somewhat successful. I think we need to start thinking about what's the long-term aspect. So started a rewrite. So I knew back in September of 2011 that I needed to rewrite. So of course, I waited 3 years to start doing that. And wrote it in a language that I already knew, mostly because I knew how I could make it maintainable. I knew that there was a really big aspect of libraries that I could build on top of. And then I could use some of the stronger techniques for security that I knew. That's not saying that there is not security techniques for PowerShell. It's just I'm not as familiar with them. And one of the things that we started to think about is, as part of maintaining that long-term viability of Chocolatey, we had to think about how this could start self-sustaining itself, because having that repository up there and having those packages on the back end, none of that is free. So started doing a planning for a Kickstarter last June. And this would introduce the ideas of Chocolatey Professional and Chocolatey for Business. And we wanted to do that not just to say, you know, we want Chocolatey to stick around for a while, but also because we want to offer some additional features that are much more lucrative and apply better to businesses. So like the ability to do virus checking on the fly. And the ability to say, you know what, there's a package out on chocolatey.org that I would like to have, but I don't. And the way businesses do it now, they take that, they download it, and then they open it up, and they look at what it downloads, they go download those two things, they either embed it into the package, and then change some things and repackage it, and then host it internally. Or they put it somewhere on a SIFS share, or somewhere where they can get to it internally, and then they edit the package to point to that, and then repackage and host it. So doing all of that on the fly would be a big benefit for businesses as well. And so some of those other things. Now this chart at the bottom down here, I call this the chart of anxiety. This is the funding progress. So how many people have ever done a Kickstarter in here? Oh yeah, you know the pain. So the first couple of days you have, you know, a nice little bump, and then it kind of flatlines until about the last 2 days. And then a lot of Kickstarters will fund like 50% or more in those last 2 days. And so when you're running one of these, it's a lot of anxiety, especially right there near the end. Because up until a certain point, you have no idea whether you're going to fund. We were lucky. We were looking for 40, and we've overfunded by 25%. So we were really happy with the results that came out of that. And it also validated that people want this thing to stick around. So, like I said, last October we introduced moderation. And moderation has really been great for getting packages to a much better quality, building a little bit more safety and security versus a review process that would happen after the fact. And it's really starting to build some trust in the community repository, but I think it has a long way to go. Another thing we needed to do was starting enhancing and extending NuGet. And so we've added some fields in there that will actually allow like more information about, you know, where's the source for the package, where's some other information. We've added, of course, provides, conflicts, and replaces, but Chocolatey doesn't know what to do with those things yet, so it just ignores them. But we'll be starting to build in those constructs as well. And of course, you know, starting to think about what's the architecture, and then say, you know what, this particular software and this package shouldn't be installed on Windows 2003, so I'd like to exclude it. And so when people are on 2003, that package won't even be part of what they could install. And the other thing is a lot of other nice package managers actually have this thing called release, right? And so it's the package release. When you have mistakes in the package but the software is the same, you want to be able to rev that package version. And so being able to do that would be really nice. And then also adding in that traceability through package signing, right? And so another very complex thing, trying to figure out how we can make that seamless. And so the things that we'll be working on for the future is to continue down that making Chocolaty better, bringing out Chocolaty for Business and Chocolaty for Enterprise sometime in the first half of next year is the hope. We'll see. So using Chocolaty, besides the general commands, there's also the commands for creating your own packages. One of the really nice things that you can do with Chocolaty is actually create your own organizational templates. So if you're always working like with an MSI or something like that, you can actually set up those particular templates and use them. There's a nice getting started reference. Hosting your own packages. If you're using Puppet, you can use the Chocolaty server module. And what that'll do is it will go and on a Windows machine. You'll have a simple repository, which is like the NuGet.server, but this Chocolaty server. If you want to host packages on non-Windows, you have some options. So there is Artifactory. I believe that one is a paid version. We'll get you that. Sonatype Nexus is a free version that will get you your NuGet support. Of course, there's the NuGet Gallery proper that you could host as well. That comes back into Windows only. ProGet and MyGet. If you think of ProGet, ProGet's that on-site type of package repository, and MyGet is in the cloud. And so if you don't really want to mess with the infrastructure, but you still want to take advantage of something like that. And both of those will do upstream packages. And so you can say, hey, I want it to point off to chocolaty.org or somewhere else. And the first time somebody tries to get a package there, it will download it from there and cache it locally. And so then it can be used for that. We work with a couple of configuration managers. I mean, that's kind of the hope, right? Now, you can tell I'm probably biased. I work for Puppet Labs, but it does work on other things. And so I've created all these little links for you in case you're going to look for more information. And the Puppet Labs provider is approved, which means that it meets the same standards as supported. And it's moving toward a supported, so it'd be put out by Puppet Labs. Okay. Where am I on time? 25 minutes. Not bad. Let's see here. Okay. This example is actually going to be using Puppet. And I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. Just do provision. Can everybody see this? Anybody not see this? I'll bump it up just a hair anyway. Well, it's going. We'll take a look at what we're going to do. We have a box that doesn't actually have Chocolaty installed on it. We're going to go out and install Chocolaty. We're also going to install the Chocolaty server. And I want to say that's going to be a 8090. Yes, it is. So we'll kick that up so we can see that guy. And we'll just kind of let that go. Now let's actually take a look at what we're doing here. So this is completely offline, so all of this stuff here I'm doing from an internal, and I'm just doing it right here. So I'm telling it, I want Chocolaty, I want it to use this particular file and install it. And then I want it to also pull Chocolaty server from this local location. And then I want to install a couple of packages. Pretty simple. Oh. Is that better? No?
Yes.
Thank you. So where did I lose you? Okay, sweet. So I'm installing Chocolaty, installing that custom server as well. And somewhere around a couple of minutes, I should have this up, and it's going to install and configure that repository for me. And all I had to do, and I believe Chef is probably working on something like similar, is say I wanted to include this particular thing, and it would pull that and configure it all for me and get it ready. So if we pull up another command line here, now I should have Chocolaty installed. And I want to see what I have installed on the machine. I'd also like to see what I have installed that Chocolaty doesn't know about. And it's able to be done with a query over into programs and features, and it'll try to figure out which of those that it knows about and which of those it doesn't. And so the one that's missing is actually Launchy. Launchy's one that actually installed on the machine. And let's take a look at creating packages. So what I have is a Choco new command, right? And if I'm ever curious about options, I can either use question mark or minus H, and I get a nice set of information about what I can use, examples of what I can pass. And so if I was to say, let's actually drop to a different directory here. How about this one instead? Choco new. Let's call it Tim. All right, so that's going to generate out all the files for me. And if I went to look at that, let's close all those real quick. Do that again. Language, nice XML for you. Okay, and so it's generating out a nice set of things that I can get started with. And of course, some of the new things we added, like package source URL, are here. And then these other nice bits of information. So if somebody's looking for the bug tracker or the mailing list for a particular bit of software, you can provide all of that information. Now, as a business or an organization, you're probably not going to need much of any of that. And of course, dependency, and then where to go get files now. There's also a README that gets generated over in the tools folder. And this README has quite a bit of information about how do I create packages, how do I go about creating automatic packages, what is shim generation and how does it work. Shim generation is, so if your package has any executables, Chocolaty will take and create a shim, which is sort of like a symlink, but symlinks aren't super great on Windows. So it'll create that shim over on a folder that's on the path. And when that's called, it'll just shim over into the actual thing. And so you don't have to include any of the rest of the library dependencies that particular executable has, because it's just going to call that, and it's going to redirect all of the output. And there's a way to turn that off, and you do that through reading through the create packages wiki, and it tells you that you create a .ignore file that goes next to wherever that executable is, or where that executable will be if you're downloading something. It also tells you about all of the nice environment variables that you can use. And then, of course, there is an install and an uninstall as well. I need to know if a feature is turned on, and it is not. So we're going to turn it on. Choco feature enable auto uninstaller. Now, Chocolaty currently is in version 09.9.11, and that version is considered the 0.9.9 series. And in that series, auto installer isn't turned on by default. Alternative sources, so like Chocolaty knows about how to work with Ruby, it knows how to work with Python, and so you can say that's a particular source. If you want to install a package, it knows how to do that. In the 9.9 series in the rewrite, we opted not to put that in so that we could get it out in people's hands quicker. Because most people would say, I have a workaround for that. I can just go to Gems and use that to install. And so in the 9.10 series, those things are back, and the auto installer is turned on by default. Auto uninstaller is when Chocolaty installs something, it will track. So it takes a registry snapshot. It installs the package, and then it takes another registry snapshot, and it says, what's different? And so then it knows what applications got installed, and above that, it knows how to uninstall them. And for 80% of the software that's out there, possibly more, it also knows how to silently uninstall it. Through like little hints in the registry telling it, oh, this is null soft, or this is in a setup. And so we're going to turn that on. What we're going to do is we're going to go get a package, and we're going to bundle up Chrome. And I want to say that is sitting over here. I got to think about where I put this. And that's not where. Oops. So I have Chrome here, and I'm going to drop Chrome into a package. So we're going to create another package here, Choco new Google Chrome. And we're just going to drop that guy right in there. All right, so this is an MSI. I've turned on auto installer, so I don't need this file. And then let's take a look at this. I'm gonna take a file location because it's sitting right here. Wow, that fell in there twice. That's interesting. It's sitting right here. I'll just grab that file name for myself. Drop it in right here. You see there's quite a bit of options there up here by default. I'm also going to turn this bit off. It has a small bug in it. So Chocolaty's already given me quite a bit that I can work with already, and this is going to be an MSI, so I'm going to go ahead and tell Chocolaty about that. Kick out some of this other stuff I don't need. And so I could take all of that, and I could actually turn that into a template that I could then use to generate new specs with. And I don't need any of that, so we can kick pretty much all of this. Right, and then there's, if I'm installing a zip package, if I need to, use install Chocolaty install package instead, which I do because I'm not downloading anything. So I'm going to flip to that. And there's a nice note saying, if you're an organization making your own packages, you should look at doing this instead. I can put things on the path if they don't fall into a particular folder. And there is a lot of options out there when creating packages, a lot of functions that are available by default. But in case you need to do something that there's not, it's just PowerShell, so you can do pretty much anything you want to do. All right. So let's take that guy and save it. And again, as an organization, probably don't need quite a bit of this. Now, for version, you want to match as closely as possible with the actual software. I'm just putting 1.0 here. For example, author is me, of course. Now, the authors is the people that actually created the software. All right, and so Google Chrome. Don't really need any more of this information here because I'm going to keep it local. And so we can start deleting things that we don't need. Require license acceptance. That's coming in the future. Where you can say, here's the license, I'd like you to actually present that to users. In case the user has said, yeah, I want to install this, but I haven't said, you know, I want the minus Y, which is the same thing you see with like Yum an app, where it just says, okay, you're confirming everything, so you're a script. If I'm not doing that, I want to be able to actually show them the license so that they can accept it or deny it. All right. Okay. So the way you interact with Chaco, with creating packages is Chaco Pack and Chaco Push. And so I can also reach out and check what packages are out on a particular repository, and I have one locally. Should have no packages on it, right? So I go over here, and you can see it's pretty empty. There's nothing, nothing there. So we could actually just install this package right here as it exists. We just did Chaco install and we just pointed directly to the package, or said Chaco install package name, and here's the source location right here in this folder. Or we could push it up like we would in a regular scenario. The way we would do it is we would get it up on our source and then we would use that to then install to all of our different systems. And so I can try to push it. Now, pushing is going to tell me, hey, you need an API key. 5 minutes? Okay. So in the interest of time, we'll just go ahead and install it so you can see it install and uninstall. Chaco install. All right, so I didn't pick minus Y. And what it's going to do is it's going to ask me, do you want to run this script? I'd like to look at it, please. And so then I can actually look at the script and make a decision about whether I want to run it or not. Yeah, sure, let's go ahead. And so, if I didn't mess anything up, it's actually going to install Google Chrome on the machine. And while we're waiting for it, if you have questions, pop up to the microphone. Anybody got questions? So it says it installed successfully. And I have an app now that can open up new types of web pages. This is great. All right, so I've determined that, you know, maybe I don't need that. And so if we reload here, or maybe I want to put a new version of that up, or maybe I want to go ahead and install it. And remember, we removed the uninstall script, so we're trusting that Chocolaty actually knows how to uninstall this thing. And we can take a look at that. What Chocolaty does is it maintains information about what it installs. Like I said, there's a snapshot that it keeps. And this is that snapshot. So it knows that it's an MSI, and it knows how to actually uninstall that silently. So I can say, Choco, go get rid of that. And if I wanted to get a lot of information, maybe I don't put it in twice. So I can get really good, rich debugging information about what's going on in case packages are having issues installing or uninstalling, and I can get all kinds of fun stuff. Maybe it's too much, who knows. But there's debug and there's verbose. And so I can turn on both of those if I really need a lot of information coming out of Chocolaty. One of the other things that Chocolaty has built into it, because we rebuilt it with things in mind, is it has the idea of no op or what if, so you can actually pass that as a command to see what would have happened to your system. And it's really good for inspecting packages you don't know and don't trust. So you say, what would have happened? Oh, so it would have ran this script. And so then you get that as well. All right, did that actually uninstall? And it's gone. And also, oh yeah, I didn't push it up. We didn't have time for that. All right, so we have a newsletter. If you're really interested in where Chocolaty's going and our announcements, just check that newsletter. And if you're looking for me, Fervent Coder, it just about anywhere. So. Any questions? No questions? All right. Thank you.